Jazz and AJ News.
We have big news here. The announcement of a pizza from the legendary Pepe's.
Oh.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. It's, you know, it's an honor every day to walk into the radio station and do what we're doing.
Yes.
And you know it's very special when the legendary Pepe's Pizza will fire up their ovens early, make you pizza, and bring it in.
I know.
It's a very, very special honor.
It's a privilege.
It is a privilege.
Yes, thank you.
And we thank you. Jennifer Bamonte Kelly, Frank Pepe's daughter, is in the studio.
Granddaughter.
Granddaughter.
Granddaughter. Yes.
That would be 95 or 6.
And that's, you look right. Really good. No, it's good.
I left out the grand.
Right, yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. AJ, there's anchovy pizza here for you.
All right, there's dinner.
I remember when I came on with Gary.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that you liked the anchovy pie.
Yep, anchovy pizza person, yep.
And I have to tell you something. Gary loved you.
Oh, I love Gary, man. I miss him so much every day.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
I really do.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
That was devastating news.
Yeah. It was
a shock.
I was in Florida, and I got the news, and I flew home the next day. It was awful.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was such a great loss. Such a great loss for our family.
Yeah.
And, but we all, as family, we pull together.
Right.
And we just carry on our legacy like Gary did.
Yep.
And I think about him when I'm at a car show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When I'm driving down 84 or I'm in New Haven, I'm driving by Pepe's.
He had my grandfather's Delta 88, 1966, back
nice.
In the day when he was young.
Yeah.
And he would, like, tear that car up going down East Rock Park.
Yep.
That.
That's Gary.
That was Gary.
Yeah, to quote himself, he's a bit of a speed freak.
Just a
yeah.
little.
That's what he said.
A little.
Honest, his exact words. Yep.
Yeah. Remember he would race the cars?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Big giant teddy bear.
He had the paw hands.
Yes, yeah. He did.
Yeah. He had.
He shook my entire arm with one hand.
His hands were like baby, like paw mitts.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
of how he banged out the pie.
Exactly. He mentioned that in
that
pizza show, that pizza show they had with that they featured him. He mentioned it. He had the big hands, perfect for pounding out pizzas. He said he made over a million pies over
it. My brother made over more than a million.
Yeah,
and my
that was
brother,
the rough estimate he gave.
Was the best pie man
yep.
in the world. And I could say that because I'm his sister.
Yeah.
But my brother made the best dough. And talking about now dough. We have Christopher Dioria, who worked side by side with my brother for 15 years better.
Yeah.
Learned it. And now Chris is doing what Gary had done. And he is doing an outstanding, outstanding job.
That's great. Gary, be very proud.
He's following Gary's legacy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. It's tradition. That's what Pepe's is all about, tradition.
It's sad, though. You know, when.
It's tough.
It is tough. You're right. It's tough. It's sad.
Taken too soon.
Too soon.
Way too soon.
61 is too soon.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No.
I miss going to the car show. I always got a big hug from Gary, which case, you know, I was just like gone from like the public for a moment. Like, I'm like,
here's
I'm in here
the deal with getting hugged by him. You disappear.
You stay hugged.
You stay
you hugged.
In his chest.
Right.
Like, you go into this cave of flesh and hair.
Gary, get me out of here.
Well, didn't he have the best laugh?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He had the best laugh, and he also really. He loved the people.
Yeah.
Gary was a people person, a
big
family
time.
Man. He loved everyone.
Yeah.
He really did.
I hate to see him angry. I've never seen him mad, but he seems like the kind of guy you don't want to see him angry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm his sister.
He was like a dormant volcano.
I
don't
want to see him angry.
He was like a dormant volcano. Stayed calm most of the time. But when he went off,
Gary,
he went off.
Yeah. Have any pictures of Gary like in feety pajamas?
No. But I will get pictures of Gare, though. I have him. I have a cowboy outfit that he had on when he was like.
He had a cowboy.
He
hop along, KCDH. Hey, I'm up along, KCDH. How you doing?
That's great. Well, thank you so much for coming, and we appreciate it. What is this? We're going to announce a new pizza now.
Yes. We're pulling out the. Rustic mushroom pizza.
Rustic mushroom.
Yeah, it is so delicious. It has the cremini and the white button mushrooms.
Okay.
That what we do is that we put them in a pan, we roast them.
Okay.
But in the morning, every morning we do this. And
how do you know how much to roast?
because we go all by our books from like last year and we okay. look at it for this year. And because of the pandemic and everything that was happening, you know, we have, we've been around for 93 years. We kind of know what's going on.
Yeah. I got to figure it out.
The pandemic was new though. It was, that was a real big pizza year, right? People were doing takeout. A
lot of takeout.
Did you guys go nuts?
We held it. We did. We really did. I mean, it was amazing how the community pulled together and how the community went to all the different restaurants and how the restaurants helped out each other. Right. I mean, it was just a big, that's what it's all about in the restaurant world.
Yeah.
We have to help out each other. That's it.
Are you having any supply chain issues like some restaurants?
We're pretty blessed.
Yeah.
We're
you do a lot of local stuff, yeah.
Well, with the local, we do. We during the summertime, when we have our fresh tomato pie, we always go native.
Yeah.
We always have it around.
You have
That's
to.
Why people say, why don't you have it more? And it's like, because.
When it runs out here,
it runs out there. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. But this rustic pizza, the mushroom pie, like I was saying, it it has the
Oh,
the
you
mushroom.
Have one?
Yeah, I bought it for you.
And here he comes.
Well,
I'm coming over.
You know, the one thing here in Connecticut is you talk about pizza and you have everyone's attention.
Right.
There's no one who you could talk about. You know, I'm almost like, yeah.
Sorry, Ashley's coming over.
Ashley.
Phil just met at the door.
Ashley's trying to get into a wedding dress.
Right. This isn't going to happen.
You know, I think if you have one slice, you're okay.
Right. Oh, wow. Look
at
this.
I mean, how many times in your life do you have the world-famous Pepe's Pizza bring you pizza at 9 in the morning?
Seriously.
That's when
life
you just
good.
Say, out goes the diet, mm-hmm. out goes the calories, and she just took a bite. What do you think?
Oh, my God. Hang on.
What's that? It's so good.
Yeah?
The robot Does she like it?
It's my favorite.
Oh, wow. It's got great flavor
to it. Is your mic even on?
Yep. Oh, sorry.
Oh, well, he turned me down. It's delicious.
Oh.
I love the ragout. I love the ragout and the mushrooms. Oh.
Yeah,
and I'm not a mushroom person, and this is phenomenal.
These mushrooms look meaty. Like, they look really good.
They are like a portobello mushroom, only it's the smaller cremini. It's so tasty. It has the mozzarella. It's usually made without sauce.
It looks like it's squirted on. It's like a perfect little...
It's like a dab.
It's like a perfect little circus
isn't
tent.
Isn't that what they do? I know.
Yeah.
It's so pretty.
It's almost like how you would like decorate a cupcake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Oh, it's a winner. Winner.
Definitely winner.
Yeah?
Yep.
Good.
Now, this isn't on the menu all the time?
This just came on the menu. So throughout all of our restaurants, they all carry this.
Just for the season?
Just for the season.
Mm. Oh, you gotta get it.
It's seasonal.
What was that?
You gotta get it.
Time pizza.
Bill, what do you think?
It's a perfect fall time pizza.
Mm.
Perfect.
Yeah, a little bit of a go. It's perfect.
Yeah,
just
it
a
is.
Little dab on there. It doesn't overpower it.
I love the mushrooms on pizza.
Yeah.
Oh, these are great.
You like the mushrooms?
Mm.
Yes.
They're sliced right at the right thickness.
Yep.
You know?
Yep, exactly.
Oh, my God.
That's a keeper.
Oh, my God.
And they're not watery. That can happen sometimes when you put mushrooms on a pizza. They get very soupy almost.
Yeah.
These are perfect.
No, exactly, because what we do, like I was saying, we always bake them before, then we... Because the mushrooms are watery.
Yeah,
so
it's brilliant.
So in order to not have that water on the pie, then we take it, and then we take the mushrooms off, and we put them in the pan, and then we just, like, you know, we put it on the pie, and that's it. We bake it.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Nailed it down.
Perfect.
Nailed it. But this is, you know, it's just our restaurants are just, we're all over, we're opening up 3 new restaurants.
Oh, really?
We're opening up. One is in Bethesda, Maryland. The other one is in South Florida. And the third one is in Stamford.
No Long Island yet, huh?
Connecticut.
No Long Island yet.
We're pretty excited about that, too.
Florida makes sense because we're all going down there and we need good pizza.
Well,
no good pizza.
Exactly.
I know.
That's where we go.
The Plantation, Florida. So it's
they don't know how to make pizza there.
No.
No. Well, no.
Florida's not really known for anything.
No.
Like in terms of food, like you don't go there. Seafood, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They don't make it.
No.
It's made in the ocean, they pull it out.
Exactly.
It's
right.
known for the weather, not the food.
Yeah. You go to Texas, you want barbecue.
Right.
Tex-Mex.
Don't go to Georgia, you want the beach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You just want the beach.
You just want to tan yourself. Yeah. Exactly right.
You know? Flip flops.
Yes. Exactly right.
No, but.
My expertise right there.
We're so excited. We really are.
So where was this? So it's Florida.
Bethesda, Maryland.
Plantation.
Maryland.
Maryland.
Yeah.
And then we're going to.
Stanford.
Bethesda, Maryland.
And Stanford.
Stanford and Florida.
Right.
Whereabouts in Stanford?
We are. We have to find out.
She's working on it.
You're the pizza person.
I know.
You think
I know.
Other people.
She
I know. But it was Stanford, and I am get back to you on that.
Yeah. She'll let us know.
I'm excited.
I'll get back to you.
Phil would like it to be down the street from his parents' house. Can you work that out?
Yeah, and you know what?
Where does Phil live in?
His parents live in Stanford.
Okay, we could do that.
It's kind of a joke, but you're not wrong because it's a big city. And North Stanford gets very wooded, and you have to drive almost 25 minutes to get to anywhere.
It's so exciting to be here and to be part of this show. And
yeah. No, thank you.
To present our pizza and to carry Gary's name on. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, your grandfather, man, started something.
My grandfather started something huge. Yeah. I mean, he started.
It's the same ovens, right, that you use, those brick ovens?
Yeah. Same oven. We carry our ovens throughout all our different restaurants. They're made 14 by 14. They weigh 100,000 tons.
And, what?
100,000 pounds.
Right.
100,000 pounds.
Right.
That's and still a lot.
Still a lot. Yeah.
And it takes 8 weeks to put them in, and it takes 8 weeks to season. So it's 16 weeks total before, and that oven goes in first before our restaurant is
built. So you build the restaurant around it.
Right.
8 weeks of pizza in that oven before you'll give it to any customer.
Oh, you can't because it has to season.
Yeah, it has a certain flavor to it.
That's
certain kind of wood, things like
but
that. Yeah.
They have it all. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you
the
know?
Recipe.
There's
and then
no
our
doubt
100-year anniversary is coming up in 2025, and we're excited about that.
Damn. 100 years.
Yeah, 100 years.
A lot of pizza.
It's a lot of pizza.
Unbelievable. Yes. A lot of people, family, commitment, outstanding support from the area.
Happy tummies.
From the neighborhood.
Can I tell you, though, something about Pepe's that I love?
What?
When you walk in there, like you've heard of it. You know, it's like meeting Superman.
Uh-huh.
Like I've heard of Superman my whole life, but now like, you're Superman in front of me.
Yeah.
And you walk into Pepe's, they could not be nicer.
It's true.
They, you know, sometimes businesses forget that it's all about the customers. And they're like, yeah, we make good pizza.
Yeah, whatever. Get on, sit down, shut up. Yeah.
But you walk in there and you feel important.
Feel like family.
And you feel like family.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, I've waitressed there for 32 years. I worked
you
with
were
my
there
brother
the night I was there. I was like, look at her. She's working tables.
That was a long order.
Yeah. You sat in booth number 11.
Yeah.
I remember.
Gary got me to come through the back. It was like a scene out of Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. No.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I did the old-fashioned way. Really I waited online.
We weren't supposed to. We were trained.
Yeah.
Nobody sneaking in. All right. But I do. I mean, you know, I worked there for 32 years. I worked side by side with my brother. It was the people, the family, the people waiting outside in line. I'll never forget that. It was pouring out. I was waitressing. I went outside and I told the people, come on in. And my brother said, have them come in. It was pouring. It was cold. It was in December. It was bad. We had the people come in and we had them come in the restaurant. And they lined up from, you know, where the counter is all the way back in the day. That's how it used to be.
Wow.
The people were so appreciative. This is what we are.
Yeah.
This is who we are. We're family. We love people. We know how important it is to keep each one of us together. And this is where we want to keep our people, our customers together. That's why we have to make sure we do put out the best product. There are times.
Oh, no doubt.
There are times when, you know, people will say, well, you know, I had this and this happened and it's all good. But when people say that, it takes us to our heart, and then we are on it and to fix it, and then it's done, and then we move on.
I've
Everyone
gone to some
cannot
of those,
be 100%.
I've gone to some other pizza places that have a name.
Yeah.
And I go in there and I feel like I'm annoying them. It's not a good feeling.
No, it's not. No. I'm used to that feeling.
Family. Right. You know?
The personalities that come in that restaurant. I mean, they're great.
But your pizza's so good, you could be mean to people if you wanted to.
You could.
And we'd still come back.
You could, yeah.
No, we don't want to be mean.
So much nicer to be nice.
It is.
And you know what? Our other sites are, you know, the people that we have working there, our employees, the servers, the GMs, the managers, they're fabulous.
Yeah, you've been pretty good with that. How do you do that?
Consistent.
How we do it?
Are you having a problem with employees finding good people now or no?
No, because they really want to work. They want to work for a famous restaurant.
Yeah. Right.
And they come in
and
they do it.
Yeah. You want to be part of the A-team.
Exactly.
And feel like a Navy SEAL when you're over there.
Right.
Listen,
the elite.
We bring them as part of the family because they know that they become part of our family. That's what my grandfather did, my mother, my aunt, and the 7 grandkids. That's what we felt. And now it's carried on. That's the legacy. That's what my grandfather wanted. And we carry it on.
Talk about a man with a plan.
Yeah.
Baking bread, right? And then he just was like, all right.
There's some sauce on it.
It's in our blood. It was in my brother. It's in all of our blood.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where we are restaurant people.
It's in my blood right now.
It's in my belly right now.
I promised myself I wasn't going to eat too much.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you? Good?
That's Peppy's. What are you going to do?
Exactly. You can't. It's Friday.
Enjoy it. You only live once.
Pizza Friday, man.
Why wouldn't you have the best pizza?
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for coming by. We're honored to,
thank you. This
doesn't go on like firing up the ovens and coming in, and we appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
The best pizza.
That's a beautiful pie. That new pie that you made. That is really incredible.
Oh, really? You like it?
I very much
delicious.
Do.
Delicious.
Oh,
get the autumn
Ashley,
pie.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah. It's not too heavy. It's amazing.
Oh, good.
There's a lot of flavor.
She'll eat more.
A lot of flavor in that pie.
Yes.
It really is. You know, I find that... The taste of the ragout is not so strong.
Yeah, it's no overpowering. Yeah,
no, it's not. It's just a really nice pie. It is. Thank you.
I was going to try to say goodbye without having a mouthful of pizza.
All right. Well,
that's how it goes, though.
Jennifer Bamonte Kelly, Frank Pepe's granddaughter. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
Having us.